I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
Time to get our next blind food taste test underway. It happens to be because it's summer, the lobster roll, and we are joined in the studio not only by the lobster purveyors, but a reminder that a friend of the show, Kayla Cummings from Naked and Afraid on Discovery, is in the studio with us, and she is going to be a celebrity judge. I want to meet everybody who has worked hard this morning to come up here and help us find out where the very best lobster roll in the Commonwealth is. And so I'm going to go down. I got a list over here of everybody, and we'll go down and we'll get a spokesperson from each. And we'll start with Woodman's in Essex, of course. And are you Maureen?
I am. I'm Maureen Woodman from the Woodman family up in Essex, Massachusetts.
Now, Mike Hsu has been having great conversations with you, he told me, for quite some time over this.
I told him I only came down here because I'm going to win today.
Oh,
I'm ready to go.
Now, how long has Woodman's been there?
Woodman's started in July 1914. So wow. 104 years old this year.
104 years old. And what, first of all, before we get to the lobster roll, I just want to attempt to validate your claim to Mr. Hsu that the fried clam was invented at Woodman's.
Clam was invented on July 3rd, 1916. It's actually National Fried Clam Day now.
Oh,
so you can go on the calendar and find that out.
Oh,
we're coming into season, so that's next week. We're pretty excited about it. And Chubby and Bessie invented the fried clam. I was just telling the story to everybody here. It's all documented, and it's right there under Wikipedia. Look it up.
Now, is this the kind of thing that often happens with these kinds of food things where Chubby was walking by the fryolator and dropped a clam into it by accident and realized how good it was? Is that what happened? Or
that is really what happened.
Really?
Yeah. The clam diggers were right across the street. They said to him, he made potato chips and the fat. He said, why don't you throw a clam in there? He threw it in and it exploded, and his wife covered it with meal and put it in. And the next day they sold them on the parade for $38.10 in 1916. That was a lot of money.
Wow. Wait a minute. What do you mean? How many did you get for $38.10? Like, was it like five
clams?
Well,
you sold them to the people. You got a half pint.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Yes. LB?
No, I was just going to mention. So yeah, I'm sure you're familiar with Max Callahan's, which was across
Absolutely.
From you guys' competition, Maxie and Susie.
Yeah.
I bartended there.
Very
I'm a huge
well.
Fan of Woodman's.
Yeah.
If you've never been up to Essex, on the backside of Cranes Beach, there is not a better day than being on a jet ski or a boat, going to Woodman's, grabbing some lobbies, grabbing some clams, and banging out onto the backside of Cranes and spending a summer day in the sun. It's outstanding.
Yeah, all I right. just spent some time on the river last night. It's absolutely beautiful up there. The marsh is just the right color green, and the water's just the right color blue right now.
Now, in your expert opinion,
yes.
what makes the very best lobster roll, the very best lobster roll? What is the key?
I think the best lobster roll has to do with the bread.
Okay.
I know that's the wrong answer.
No,
I agree.
I would agree.
And I think the other secret is, I mean, I was just going back. My husband and I were actually up all night. Should we dress it before we come? Dress it, let it sit? We like to dress it.
We say the same thing about LB during the show.
Should we dress him or not dress him?
Not dress him. And the answer based on what happened.
I just want to tell everybody that the naked girl does have clothes on, because when I was driving, I was like, oh my God,
dear Lord, she better wear.
My husband's saying, I want to come if she's going to be naked when we're doing lobster roll.
She currently, we have to say with her, currently has her clothes on because she gets naked a lot. But yes, currently.
But I do think when you put it together, if you let it sit too long, it gets milky. So if you dress it quickly, it's a little fluffier. That's what I would say is secret.
All right, that's Woodman's. Who's representing Kelly's? And you are?
I'm Dan Daugherty.
Dan, how long has Kelly's been over at Revere Beach?
67 years. This July 3rd will be our 68th year.
Wow.
And are you claiming that you invented the fried clam, or are you allowing Woodman's
to
get away?
No, we'll let Woodman's have that. We're claiming the roast beef, though.
Yeah, well, at some point...
You can go back to back. It's like surf and turf. Right?
At some point, we're going to get to our roast beef sandwich challenge, and you guys will be back for that. Because,
absolutely. We have a phenomenal surf and turf.
Yeah.
So it's a lobster roll with the roast beef sandwich.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds great. Can you put the lobster on the roast beef sandwich if you want?
You can put anything you want on it.
In your opinion, what is the key to making the best lobster roll?
I would say, again, it's the roll. It's the toasted roll that makes...
Toasted?
Toasted.
Okay.
And it's a New England style roll. That's what we use.
Okay. And then do you do celery and the
we
like?
We do a light celery and a light mayo.
Okay.
And it's just a phenomenal sandwich. It's a half pound of lobster.
Half pound? Yeah. And what kind of roll do you use?
Just your traditional New England hot dog roll.
Okay. All right.
I had one 2 weeks ago on the way home.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's delightful.
Thank you.
I'm calling foul on you only had one. All right. Who's representing Lorna Jean's and the Good Eats food truck? And that's you, Lorna Jean.
Lorna Jean Felix. Yes, right. Out of Sterling.
Okay, Sterling. Now you're far away from the ocean. You have to. I assume you have to get your lobster brought in.
I have it brought in daily, but I'm only open one day a week.
Only one day a week. Yeah. What day is that?
Friday.
Okay. And in your mind, what is the key to creating the greatest lobster roll?
It's a combination. Good lobster and toasted roll.
And the toasted roll. Anybody grill their rolls, or is it all toasted? It looks like everybody here is toasting their rolls. Okay. All right. Who is representing Sullivan's, Castle Island, another legendary place? What's your name?
Harry Markurian.
Okay. Now, how long has Sullivan's been there? It's got to be there since the 50s, probably.
1951. Nice job. We're coming up on 68 years.
68 years.
It's the fourth generation of the Sullivan family.
The Sullivan family. And any particular secrets when it comes to the lobster roll in your expert opinion?
We had a lobster man come down from Maine that we buy from. Our lobster comes from Nova Scotia, frozen.
Ah.
And he basically said after you start draining it and letting it let it sit for about 10 minutes, let the water, juices from the lobster sit on the bottom.
Yeah.
And now once you do that, then you can now mix it. And we use, as Dan does, we use a light mayonnaise on a toasted New England style hot dog bun.
Oh yeah, toasted. I mean, everybody is firm.
Can I ask? Because you know, a couple of you guys have been doing the lobster thing, and we talked about it that they used to, you know, in Massachusetts, they used to serve the prisoners lobster because they thought it was, you know, the garbage eater on the bottom. When did it break through? How did everybody decide this is like awesome?
Hold on.
What I've heard is that somebody decided that, you know, a restaurateur decided they could make it a little different. Mm-hmm. You know, instead of just a boiled lobster, they could actually pull the meat out, mix it with something, and end up having it on a
making
sandwich.
Sandwiches were key.
Listen,
you know, for years ago, the lobster was too expensive. You know, back in the 70s and all that, it was too expensive. We went to Alaskan king crab legs. That's what we ended up doing for a little while.
Listen, in my experience, anything can be made into a sandwich. That's how I feel. All right, and then finally, who's representing the Raw Bar from Mashpee?
Rachel.
And how long has the Raw Bar been? We got a lot of people were texting in. You guys heard that we were talking about you on the radio, right? And so how long has the Raw Bar been there?
34 years.
34 years. I mean, by the way, I just want to note, this texter says we have the presence of New England royalty in the studio. All these places have been here for decades. So I'm so glad you guys came in. So what do you think? What when it comes to the Raw Bar and how you guys do your lobster roll, what do you think is the key?
We do not toast the roll.
Ooh!
Wow!
Rebel.
We have a Khaleesi roll, and it's simple, you know, no fillers, light mayonnaise.
Yeah.
They're huge. We got the biggest.
You have the biggest lobster roll.
We got the biggest.
And, and you can add the fresh squeezed vodka grapefruit or fresh squeezed vodka orange.
You can put vodka on whatever you want.
No, no, no. you guys still do that at the Raw Bar, right? With the handheld machine, the bartenders.
We don't have that.
Oh. That was his big thing from the other day. He couldn't wait to get that in there.
Am I thinking of a different Raw Bar?
Maybe.
You're thinking of a different year.
We got a couple of
different country.
I'm 32.
Yeah, see, you're a youngster. You're a youngster.
Can
they,
we
they
get
probably,
can we get to,
well,
get
they got a fish. They probably they decided that they're selling so much that they're got a fishing.
All right, so let's get, we have time, right? 8:48, and today's Hillman Morning Show is presented by EchoStore Technologies, your data center solutions provider. For more information, you can go to echostore.com. Now we've met all of the lobster roll creators. Let's get our listener judges in here, and of course, Kayla Cummings is serving as a celebrity judge. And we're gonna start to present the lobster rolls, and but first, I guess we'll meet our judges. This is a lengthy process.
It is, yeah.
But
there's a lot going on.
We have time, and it's
transparency is key.
You think so, Shu?
Absolutely.
Yes.
They're letting video games in the Olympics. Come on, this is the last bastion of integrity.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna bring all of our listener judges in here. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of our listener judges. And let's go ahead and say hello. Of course, high-pitched voice Jeff is here again.
Hi, everybody.
Jeff, what's up? Jeff, last time, have you been here for the pizza test and for the Italian sub?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And how do you feel? What's the key to you when you try a lobster roll?
Meat, then bread.
Meat, then bread. Mm, okay. Yes. A lot of people are saying bread is the key, but you know, to me, it's about
for $18 for a roll, I want more substance than dough.
Yeah, sure. Right, sure. Exactly.
Oh,
right.
Is that a money pun?
Now, listen, did you bring booze in for Danielle again?
He did.
Yes.
Oh, yes, he did. Oh, great.
On the best day, radio show ever.
On the day before vacation,
she's
going to start throwing ciders back. Mm-hmm. All right. Up next, your name, sir?
Red.
Red.
Yeah.
And Red, baby. Where do you come from, Red?
Hudson, Mass.
Okay. And tell me, what's the key to you when it comes to a lobster roll?
I like the meat.
You like the meat. That's the key.
Yep.
Where's the best one you've ever had prior to today?
Finnegan's in Hudson actually has
Finnegan's.
A real good one.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, and if you ask, they'll make hand-cut fries for you.
Can we have a moment, speaking of Hudson, can we have a moment of silence for the bar lunch?
Yes, please.
Where one would have found,
the
perhaps,
lobster.
No disrespect to Woodman's, one would have found the best fried clams in central Massachusetts at the bar lunch when it was open. Am I right,
yes,
Red?
Absolutely.
Am I right? Okay. All right, and let's meet this person. What's your name?
Valerie.
Valerie, where are you from?
Londonderry,
New Hampshire. And how do you feel about where one would go to get the best lobster roll?
I like up in Canada.
Up in Canada?
Really?
Yes. Oh, wow.
Yes.
Oh, all right. And what's the key to you?
The meat.
The meat. Mm-hmm. Everybody's saying the meat. All right. Our next judge?
Samantha.
And Samantha, where are you from?
Worcester.
And in your opinion, what is most important about a lobster roll?
Minimal celery and claw meat.
Very particular.
Oh, you are like Danielle in that you prefer the claw meat to the tail meat.
Correct.
That is just a bizarre thing.
It's a texture thing.
It's a different flavor, too.
Claw meat, the tail meat is too knobby and like gristly for me.
No.
The claw meat separates into those nice little filaments, like when you cut brisket.
I love people that decide that claw meat is better than tail meat. How about the whole lobster is awesome?
Yeah, get out. I even eat the shells.
Yeah. You eat the brain?
And you are?
Josh.
Josh, you were here for both of the previous?
The Italian.
Just the Italian sub.
Yep. He's a panel pro.
Where are you from?
I'm from Athol.
From Athol. Okay. And in your mind, what makes an amazing lobster roll?
I've only had one.
Oh, really?
So I got a fresh palate. And I was a kid when I had one.
Oh,
so.
Well, all right. So you're not sure in your mind whether it's the roll.
It was good. I just don't. Grilled, I'm assuming toast. It's going to be the meat, too. I think the meat's going to have
the
a lot to do with
it. Absolutely. All right. Well, should we start to?
Yes.
Let's bring in. Now, of course, this is a blind, blind taste test challenge. Oh, I want to get this on Instagram. We're Facebook Live, right?
I told them to make it sample size.
Yeah. No, it's not sample sizes. All right. Hold on a second.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Wait. I want to get this on.
God, we're such gluttons. Look at this. It's just a
what an
feast
amazing
of
display of lobster.
Lobster madness.
We're Facebook Live, facebook.com/WAAF rocks if you want to tune in and you want to check out the lobster roll blind taste test challenge.
And just to let everybody know, so each sample that comes in is numbered.
Okay.
And then you'll give the rating on the number. What did we do last time? 1 to 10?
Yeah, we did a 1 to 10 thing. Is that how we want to do it?
Yeah.
I think that's probably the best way to
yes,
to
Jeff.
Do it.
No decimals?
No decimals, please.
Stop it. Numbers. You knock it off, guys.
We're not. I'm not a high school graduate.
Shoes the mathematologist over here.
No, I am not.
No, please don't.
We have to wait.
Wait a second. Go ahead. You guys can try.
Yeah,
try
please.
Number one.
Go ahead. Dig in.
And I am just now sending to my story on Instagram a look at the very first lobster rolls that have been brought in. Give that. How did LB get one and I didn't get one? What the freak is going on?
I got to talk to Scal.
I mean, what the?
LB
threatened him.
Roll in here.
I'll have a bite of Kayla's, and that's not code.
Thank God.
Wait a second.
All right, hold on a second. Seconds. Oh, my God. This thing is loaded up with lobster.
That looks amazing.
I'm not eating. Oh.
I got to touch the buttons. Lord. I don't want them to smell like lobster for Carrie. I would not mind that at all.
All right. Let's get an opinion from the judges on that one. Jeff's mouth is full. Let's go to Red if we could. Red,
very good.
What would you give that Red on a scale of 1 to 10?
An 8.
An 8, okay. We have an 8. Jeff, what are you giving it?
It seems like they have crushed salt on it, which is great.
You
nice
like the
crunchy.
Salt, okay. Salt.
Yes, I'm giving it a 7.
Okay, what I will say about this one, not very mayonnaise-y, which I like. I don't like a lot of mayonnaise.
I agree.
Yes?
I give it like a 6.
Giving it a 6. Yeah. We got an 8, a 7, a 6. Samantha?
A 7, yeah.
7, mm-hmm. 7.
I'm going to go with an 8.
And you're going with an 8. Okay, all right. Well, scores
8,
are in.
7, 7, 8.
8, 7, 6, 7, 8. 8, 7, 6, 7, 8.
I have a spreadsheet that I'm doing that calculates the average also as well.
I'll have another bite. I guess I'll have one more bite.
Yeah. Help yourself.
Karen,
all right. Let's bring in number 2. And, of course, this is our blind food taste test challenge. While they are being brought in.
Oh, my God.
Holy bananas.
Wait. We forgot about Kayla. Yeah, Kayla gave it a 7. We forgot about Kayla Cummings from Naked and Afraid, who's our celebrity judge. Hold on. I'm taking a bite of this one. All right. It's hard to eat and host a show.
Yeah.
That's a drop for the next intro.
Yeah, so see with the food in your mouth.
Hold on, I want to get a picture of that.
Oh my
and
God.
And it's also hard to like that's handle amazing. All of the social media and all the rest of this stuff, but I'm working on it. All right. Now this one, here's an interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody judge on presentation? Because this one has been delivered with chips and with pickles.
Right.
Oh.
Do you like pickles? I love pickles.
I love pickles.
I don't
love
like
them.
Sweet pickles, like sweet gherkins.
Really?
I only like the
you just
sour.
Like the sour ones?
Yeah, I like the sour. All right. So this one is being delivered in a toasted roll. And, of course, it's very salad-y. It's like lobster salad-y because you can see the mayonnaise and the rest.
And it's massive.
It is. It's huge.
It is, LB. Like that thing is giant.
Oh, my God. Yeah, don't get that on the microphone, LB.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Boy. Can I have the social media music? Because
I'm
trying to keep up with social media and all the rest here.
I'm having a good day at work. Kayla Cummings is feeding me lobster rolls.
I'm using my pen to push the excess lobster down into the roll.
Oh, I thought you meant your throat.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Would it be irony if LB choked on a hunk of lobster while
I reached into his mouth?
Said, based on what he was saying earlier.
Like I'm never choking on food.
The jinx scenario waiting to happen.
So let's go ahead here and get an opinion from our celebrity judge, Kayla Cummings.
I'm going to give this one a 9.
You're giving that a 9? Oh, really? Bold. What is the
bun is perfect.
The bun is perfect.
The meat tastes amazing.
Yeah.
It's just the right amount of mayonnaise.
That's what, by the way, I don't like to boast, but that's what a lot of the ladies say when I'm at Ocean Park Beach.
Okay.
Yeah, that's bun, why we just, they're the, bun,
the,
right
buns, the buns are perfect.
They're trying to
All right,
eat.
So Kayla Cummings giving that a 9. And what do we got
over
here?
I'm going to give it a 7.
Give it a 7 based on...
Mayonnaise. I'm not a big fan.
No mayonnaise. Okay, yeah, a lot of people don't like the mayonnaise in the lobster roll. We're in the middle of our lobster roll blind taste test challenge. Our next judge giving it...
A 6.
A 6.
A little too wet with the mayo.
Too wet with the mayo. All right, what do we got over there?
7.
A 7. All right. Red, what are you
giving? I'm going with a 7.
With a 7. Red says 7. And high pitched voice, Jeff. What do you
think? I'm going to go with a 7.
A 7. Okay, Jeff.
Bun was toasty enough.
Bun was toasty enough?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, we're 2 in. We got to pause briefly. We're live on Facebook, and you can check out the various social media channels at WAAF to take a look at all the lobster and all the rest of that stuff. And we'll wrap it up when we come back and determine where one might find the very best lobster roll for summer here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and we'll do that next. If you listen to this show enough, you know that we're fond of food, and our next blind taste test challenge is underway with our listener judges and our celebrity judge in the studio, Kayla Cummings from Naked and Afraid. And I believe, Kayla, as a random ding, you said that the season finale airs next Sunday. Is that right?
Okay. Yep, next Sunday.
On Discovery, next Sunday, Naked and Afraid.
Don't
for those asking, Kayla is sampling lobster rolls in her clothes. She is not. LB, however, is nude.
I am in my tiny penis.
We've gone through.
That was a lobster leg.
We've gone through 2 of the 5 entries, and the lobster rolls today come from Woodman's in Essex, and from, it's really lobster seafood royalty that's represented here today. Woodman's, Kelly's over at Riviera Beach, and the Raw Bar in Mashpee, and Lorna Jean's Good Eats food truck, and Sullivan's on Castle Island. So let's bring, we are Facebook Live, facebook.com/WAAF Rocks if you want to watch and make yourself hungry at work. And let's bring in contestant number 3 and their lobster roll and take a look at it. So this is a hot dog style bun. And looks like an awful lot of lobster in there. My Lord. I want to get a photo.
That looks pretty amazing. I did tell them. I said, hey, make them sample size, you know, cut them in half, maybe in thirds. Nope, this is the full.
Yeah.
The full Monty, as they say.
And, of course, I may at the end of this reverse the importance that I placed on the roll. I didn't place much importance on the roll going into this.
Yeah, no, that's I feel like it's pretty crucial.
The roll debate is an interesting one because I think it can make or break the lobster. Well, it's in the title of it, so I don't know why I wasn't thinking it, but I think in many cases it makes or breaks it.
It's the vehicle for the lobster.
Yeah. I'm going to Instagram roll number 3 here. So if you're following me on Instagram, then you'll be able to suffer through mouth-watering scenarios while you are trying to do some work this morning. It is 9:08. If you're not following me on Instagram, GregHill107, and I have just shared lobster roll number 3. All right.
I wonder what the collective number of lobsters used to prepare the rolls that we're eating today.
Are you asking how many lobsters lost their lives for this segment? Is that what you're asking?
Not in that way. I'm just curious how many lobsters.
I don't know. That's a great question.
Right?
All right. Well, let's go through and get the reviews on number 3. And we'll start. We're going to start in the middle with Valerie.
I'm going to go with the 7.
You're going to give that a 7. Danielle, are you putting that into the spreadsheet?
I am.
Okay. That is a 7 from Valerie. Valerie, why a 7?
The roll was a little dry.
The roll was dry. Okay, yeah. All right. Let's check in with Samantha.
An 8.
An 8.
I agree with the roll, but the mayo ratio, good.
By the way, in the absence of the presence of pizza smoke, is it okay if we call you 2 ladies Lobster Smokes?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
I think
is
so.
Is that all right? All right, we got a couple lobster smokes.
Nice.
I actually, on my Instagram story, you can see the judges, so I actually got a, I got that. All right, what do we got?
I'm going to give that one a 7.
A 7? Any reason in particular?
The roll was dry. And
roll was dry.
I really like number one. I think number one
okay,
so far.
Okay, so they needed more butter on this roll or something along those? Okay, all right. Red, what do we got going over there?
I'm going with a 7 also.
You're
going
to go with a 7 also. Yeah. All right. You guys are tough. This panel of judges is tough.
The critical man, you need a lot to impress them.
Jeff?
Can I go as lobster lard?
Lobster lard, yes. Lobster lardo. Yes, we'll call you lobster lardo.
Thank you very much. I'm going to go actually with an 8.
An 8.
Wow. The bread was nice and crunchy. I like crunch
you
with
like
the tender.
Crunchy bread.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, good. All right, let's bring our next contestant's lobster rolls in.
Do we get a score from Kayla?
Oh.
He keeps forgetting about me.
Uh-huh. Right. How could anyone forget about
sorry.
You?
I'm sorry.
I give it a 7.
A 7?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. I just tried my first bite. Is it gross when people are eating and talking on the radio?
Yep. Absolutely. Yep.
What now?
Hasn't stopped us before.
No,
I mean,
never.
It's not a new thing.
Yeah, not at all.
Danielle, a texter wants to know if you knew that the lobster is a part of the arachnid family, so it's basically a big spider.
I think I knew that. It makes sense. It's a meaty spider. Yeah. It's delicious.
I didn't know that.
It's a sea spider.
That's why we kill them.
Sure. All right. I don't kill spiders. Lord. They eat other insect shoes. They're beneficial.
Is the crustacean a part of the arachnid family?
Oh, or what? You think it's like
genus
a
or phylum? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't remember that far back to biology.
This is number 4. We have one left after this. It is our next blind food taste test challenge. And it happens to be lobster rolls because it's summertime. And this one is gigantic. I should have boomeranged that thing, Danielle. You know, I'm pretty good with the social media.
So you
are. I should have boomeranged that.
You should have.
This one has a lot of meat. They all have a lot of meat.
Yeah, they're all crazy.
They all have a lot of meat.
This has a lot of claw meat. You would like this, Danielle.
Oh, yeah?
It does? Okay, that's a good point. Danielle only likes the claw.
Where are my minions? Someone bring me one.
That's also what she uses on a boyfriend that she's discovered texting somebody.
You might enjoy it.
Did you say this is number 4? Yes.
Yes, this is number 4.
Lobster roll number 4. Now officially. Ooh, old man.
Oh, you did.
Now officially.
You got a fake tooth, kid.
No.
I don't like shellfish.
LB, what's your opinion on this one?
What's that?
The lobster roll you just inhaled. What's your opinion on it?
I will comment.
Oh, you're going to comment at the end?
I will comment
so
at the end.
So as to not bias the judges?
Exactly.
Oh, okay. All right. This one I will say
myself.
The
lobster smokes probably are digging me, so I don't want to.
Are the lobster? Well, I haven't noticed the lobster smokes digging you, but maybe they are.
They just look panicked.
Ooh, that's got a nice toast on it right there.
This one is really toasted.
Nice.
This roll is really toasted. All right, let's go around and Mark get our opinions from the listener judges. What do we got, Jeff?
Lobster lardo here. I'm giving that one an 8.
I like it.
Why? Little hint of celery.
Mm.
I like when you bite into it, you want a little crisp. Like I like the one with the rock salt earlier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I
agree, Jeff.
I agree, but I don't like too much lettuce. Like people put lettuce and celery. I don't want too much vegetables.
I don't want any lettuce in a lobster roll, period. Yeah. Nice hint
of celery. All right, Red, what do you got?
I'm giving that one an 8.
You're giving that one an 8. Yep. All right. What do you got over there, Valerie?
An 8.
Lobster smoke. Valerie says 8. And lobster smoke Samantha.
8.
Is giving it an 8? Wow. Really?
I'm going to go 9.
You're giving it a 9. Really?
Wow.
All right. Huh.
Oh, you guys are going to hate me.
What do you got, Kayla?
I think it was like a 6.
A 6. Oh. All right. Kayla's giving it a 6. A texter wants to know, LB, a texter would like to know if you're going to be weighing in after the lobster roll competition.
No, I'm weighing in after vacation on the following Friday.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
All right. Well, let's bring in our fifth and final entry.
I just want you to get your camera ready.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, this thing is ridiculous.
It's
ridiculous.
Scal's having a hard time holding on to the tray.
What, because it's so much meat?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right. Is that cold?
Oh, my God.
All right.
Looks like if LB were to go to an all-you-can-eat buffet that allowed you only one plate.
All right, go ahead. Bring it in.
Okay, yeah.
Bring in number 5.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Not for nothing.
Are you kidding me?
Wait a minute. I can't
This is crazy. I hope you're watching on Facebook
huge.
Live. Facebook.com/WAAFrocks.
These are insane.
That is number five.
You got to remember, don't be biased.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh,
what are you saying? I'll be some,
well, you can't be biased by the size. It's about the taste and the size.
No,
someone's overcompensating.
That's appropriate that you just said that.
Yeah.
That is very appropriate. It sounds like you've said that before. It sounds like you might have said it's not about the size before.
Once we get undressed, it's not about the size.
Wow.
That's
I can't believe.
Yeah, get it to go bag. Wow.
I can't believe how much.
Hold on, I want to get a picture of that too. I can't believe how much meat is in
So, facebook.com/WAAFrocks. Yeah. We're doing Facebook Live right now.
Mike Shue, you're very good at providing color commentary while Greg is social mediaing. You should consider going into radio.
Shue
Maybe you'll have your
have,
own show someday.
He used to have his own show. The guy is an expert.
But, apparently I slept with somebody's girlfriend and now I'm here.
Was it somebody's mom?
Yeah,
also?
It may have been somebody's mom. That could have been it.
All right.
I miss Hada Fasta.
I like, where's Rocco?
Well, unfortunately, no longer with us.
All right, rest in peace.
Wow.
I mean,
even our judges are a little overwhelmed.
Right?
I can tell right now. They're all like,
well,
what do we do with this?
Well,
you could take it home and feed your family.
I was going to say, it's like family style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you get extra rolls with that? It's like when you get the lettuce wraps at P.F. Chang's.
I feel like you should. Wow, this is unbelievable. All right, let's get the response from the judges on... Lobster roll, our fifth and final lobster roll in our blind taste test challenge. And we will begin with the lobster lardo, who is known as Jeff. Jeff?
Hi. I can't taste the bread because there's so much lobster.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing for some people.
I think this is probably half my rent.
Yeah.
So I am... I have to go by size. This is like a 9.5.
Whole numbers only.
Sorry,
mouthful.
Go with a 9.
Wow.
Yeah.
What is it
for content?
What? Because it's got so much lobster.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it is good.
And it's good. All right. Is the? I haven't tried that one yet. Is it salad-y like or? Well, hold on. I don't have a fork.
No.
Or anything like
it's all lobster.
All right. Hold on a second. All right, go ahead. What do we got, Valerie?
A 9.
Whoa.
Wow. Hold on. Old.
I'm creating a mess.
Oh, geez. Greg is... He's got the small hands.
All right. Samantha, lobster smoke number 2. What do you got?
A 7. Oh. I didn't like that. I can't hold it. Ruins the experience.
Can I
use
that for next, the
can.
Next intro?
You can. Right in there.
That's great.
Can we add LB on to the end of that?
Whoa.
All right.
I'm going to give it an 8, but I think the bread's a little stale.
How can you tell? Yeah,
I don't know. I kind of picked away at it a little bit.
All right, and then
the bread was like...
get Kayla on Facebook Live putting that whole entire thing up in there, as they say.
It was good, yeah. All up in there.
Kayla Cummings from Naked and Afraid, our celebrity judge, what are you giving it?
That's good. I'll give it a 7, though.
A 7. Mm, okay, yeah. A 7. All right.
Wow.
All right. Well, first of all, I want to thank all of the participants in today's Blind Food Taste Test Challenge. They are Woodman's in Essex, and they are Kelly's famous roast beef in Revere Beach, and the Raw Bar in Mashpee, and Lorna Jean's Good Eats food truck out in Sterling, and Sullivan's on Castle Island.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I have the scores here.
I did not have the, since it was top secret, I did not have the names of which restaurant corresponded with which number.
I'm sure
Shue can help us with that.
Okay.
That provides the integrity of the judgment.
Right.
So it's...
You're very interested in the integrity of the judging today.
Someone has to be on
the
show.
The times we live in, Greg, someone has to have some integrity.
Judgerton.
Yes.
he's a judgy. Bingo. Judgerton. Bingo. All right. Well, for the first time ever in our blind food taste test challenge, we have a tie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
but
no.
I think that's for... So the
That's not a tie for first.
That's not a tie for first.
Oh, I misread.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is the order in which they were presented,
I misread.
So I believe the number five is the.
Yeah, I'm going to go 3, 2, 1.
Perfect. Okay.
Okay. So coming in at an average score of 7.3 when it comes to the very best lobster roll in the Commonwealth. It was entrant number 3, the lobster roll number 3. Shu, who is responsible for lobster roll number 3?
That is Sullivan's Castle Island.
Ooh. Huzzah! All right. Sullivan's Castle. Yeah, give them a round of applause.
Yeah, man.
Hold on. I got lobster in my mouth.
I know. I got lobster in all my teeth.
I get lobster everywhere.
Coming in
That's
second.
Not a lobster.
Coming in second place. In second place with a average score of 7.8, it was entrant number 4.
Entrant number 4. Kelly's.
Kelly's. Yeah, Kelly's roast beef. Give them a round of applause, please. And the winner. And champion, greatest lobster roll ever in the history of lobster rolls in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts with an average score of 8.2 was number 5, entrant number 5.
Which is the Raw Bar.
The Raw Mashby. Bar, Mashby. Give them a huge round of applause.
Yeah, way to work, work on the max. The max portion size times 1,000.
Well, I mean, I can't believe how much lobster is on that thing. Go ahead, Jeff, what is it?
It's because it's a Mashby and everybody can afford $286,000 for a car.
I mean, let's not shame people.
What's the jealousy? You can move to the Cape and rent an apartment.
I'm not in rehab.
They have three families on the Cape.
Why don't you rent one of the rooms above Zachary's if they're not full?
That's the Mashpee Center for the Performing Arts, sir.
Yes, it is. It basically looks like Porky's if you've ever been there. Let's bring the winners in. Speaking of lobster smokes, we got two lobster smokes that have been representing the Raw Bar. Give them, you guys step right up over here. What are your names again?
Rachel.
Christina. Rachel and?
Christina.
And Christina. And are you guys, do you guys work there all the time? Part of the family? Like what's
We are family. We're sisters, but we're not part of the family that owns it.
Are you year-rounders on the Cape, or are you only part of the summer help? You're from.
She lives in the city now.
You're from down Cape, as people say.
Yes.
You're not off Cape. You're from
Mashpee.
From
the Raw Bar is.
Well, congratulations, you guys. I mean, I think you're going to get an influx of people who are seeking your lobster roll. So, nice work by the Raw Bar. And you guys open 7 days a week.
Yeah, seven days.
7 days.
We open at 12.
Okay. All right. Awesome.
Us.
All right. Great work. I hope you guys have a great. It'll be jammed over the fourth, right?
Weekend,
next week.
Yeah.
It'll be crazy down there. Yeah. All right. How are the fireworks in Mashpee? Are there good fireworks in Mashpee?
We got good fireworks.
Good fireworks. Yeah. Great. Yeah. Okay.
Right, they do it off the point out there on the harbor.
Yeah. All right.
Did you have a threesome with somebody there?
Well, no. I should take that back because Mashpee's more in, but on the water where Falmouth and.
Be thinking of the place that has the juice squeezer behind the bar, where they do the fresh squeezed grapefruit and the
oranges. They don't do it anymore. Look at these chicks are like youngsters.
Yeah, yes. This is Tim on the Framingham Ford studio line. Hello, Tim.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Watch it on Facebook. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Greg, my question is to the owners. Now, I see you guys are loading up the lobster on the roll. Now, if I went to your establishment tomorrow, will be the same amount of lobster in the rolls?
I believe so.
Absolutely.
Oh, I get what you're saying is maybe they load them. I don't know. I don't think they loaded them up with extra lobster.
No, I think it's standard serving size.
I don't think that if you enter a pageant, you wear a frumpy dress. It's about taste. Right. You can put all the lobster on it you want.
Yeah.
But it's about the taste.
I mean, you fake bake before a beauty pageant. Right. That's what you're saying, right, LB?
Right. Right.
Hold on a second. Our man from Kelly's Roast Beef has something that he wants to say before he heads out.
I wanted to thank everybody. It was a fun time this morning, but I also wanted I get some gift cards to make sure that you drop by
the judges.
Kelly's
gift cards for the judges.
That's so nice.
You should have given those out before.
Yeah, you're not a cheater. You're not a cheater, right?
I saw those big lobster rolls coming in from a competitor. They did pretty good job.
That's, well, you guys finished in the top three.
Yeah,
so.
We're number two. We'll take it. And it make sure just, Revere Beach this weekend is going to be powerful. Get down there.
When does the sand castle
That's,
competition?
July 20th.
Okay, right, July 20th.
About half a million people down there over the weekend.
If you've never been to Revere Beach for the sand sculpting competition and sand castle competition, it, as a professional sandcastle contest winner,
three-time winner,
I will tell you that you got to go down there and go to Kelly's.
It is quite the show. We appreciate you getting down there too. Right, a lot of fun.
All right, thank you. And by the way, if people ask you why you lost, just blame it on the Russian troll farms. All right, that's how we do these things. All right, well, that's great. All right. Thanks to all our judges. Jeff, thank you. Great to see you.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
Have a great 4th of July. We won't be on the air next week, so great 4th of July. Red, thanks for coming in from Hudson.
Thanks. Great time.
All right. Valerie, Lobster Smoke number one.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Lobster Smoke number two. Samantha, thank you for being
Chalupa.
Here. Josh, thank you for being here too.
Thanks for the growlers, man.
Can I get a rando ding for these guys?
Sure. Who is it?
This is Honest Weight in Orange.
Honest Weight Brewery.
They have a tasting room. You can taste everything before you buy.
Okay.
It's just great.
All right. Awesome. All right. I feel like we ought to give the remaining lobster to some kind of a food shelter or something. There's so much
I've got
left
a shelter for that lobster.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you do?
It's called the sales department.
Yeah. So, it is probably called the sales department, yes.
Can I
right
point out
that
this is the only one that didn't toast their buns?
Yes. The number five. The last
everybody
one.
Said that the buns was
the raw bar.
Yeah. Holy ass. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
So the raw bar had told us that they don't toast their buns, and they end up winning the whole entire thing.
Yeah.
Raw bar and mash.
Well, but you couldn't even
get to it.
So you wouldn't even know.
Actually eat the bun.
I mean, what do they put, like nine lobsters?
Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable. This is Denise on the Framingham Ford studio line. Hello, Denise.
Hi, how are you?
What's going on?
I just wanted to let all the listeners know that the raw bar lobster rolls are always that packed. I've been going there for years.
Really?
Oh, nice.
Wow. So they're always. You're telling me they always have that much lobster. It's not a.
Always have that much lobster, and they also have the best frozen mudslides.
Can I ask a favor? Do they don't fresh squeeze the grapefruit and oranges in it anymore?
No, they don't. No. All right. Well, that's it. On our latest blind food taste test challenge.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.